Time now for a player profile, and joining me right now is junior Molly Arola out of Walker, Minnesota. Molly, thanks for joining us. First of all, your team is having one heck of a season, and I don't think anybody predicted this. How surprised are you guys by where you're at right now?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. I don't think we're surprised by any means. I think we know what we have to do, and you know, we come in, day out, and work our butts off and do everything we can. So, you know, that's all you can do.
You guys find yourselves in the national polls. You broke the number 10 spot about a month ago or so, and now you find yourselves, even with a weekend off, moving up from number 9 to number 8 to number 7. How fun is it to be finally getting some recognition for that hard work?
Oh, it's great. I mean, you know, hard work does pay off. It's been great. You know, we're having fun doing it, you know. Not many teams like to work hard and keep battling, but, you know, we love to do it.
This weekend's going to be a big test for you guys, number one University of Wisconsin. Do you pay any attention to the fact that they're the top team in the country right now?
Maybe a little bit, but not too much. You know, we just want to go out and work hard every night, no matter who our opponent is, no matter, you know, whether they're ranked first or, you know, last. It doesn't really matter. We just got to play our game.
At the beginning of the season, your team invited 8 new players. One's redshirting, you had 7 freshmen, you had a sophomore transfer. How are the girls adjusting to Beaver hockey?
Good. Yeah, I think they're doing a real good job. You know, we're a close, tight-knit family, and, you know, we're always there to pick each other up.
You're from Walker, Minnesota. No girls hockey in Walker. You ended up playing elsewhere. Explain how you ended up, you know, playing hockey in high school and then eventually getting here to Bemidji State.
Yeah, good old town of Walker, didn't have any girls hockey, so I played boys hockey up through Bantams my first year, and I played basketball actually for high school with Walker, and then after my 8th grade year, you know, I decided to make a transfer, and I transferred over to Greenway, Coleraine, and played high school hockey with Emily Erickson and Jessica Havel, so it was a great move by me. I'm glad I did it, and, you know, it brought me to Bemidji State.
You got some great coaches as well. Steve Sertich has really turned this program around. What's it like playing for him?
He's a great guy. You know, he knows his hockey. He knows what he's talking about. And, you know, he's just fun to be around. You know, some practices, I think he's more excited to be out there than any of us players, which is great. I mean, he's got a great enthusiasm for the game, and you know that he loves it.
You've had some changes as far as the assistant coach part of it. I know Heather Farrell meant a lot to you girls, and this year you brought in Amber Fricklin, who is a legend in the early days of BSU women's hockey. What's it been like to have her here, and obviously knowing that she had a big part of what Bemidji State hockey is?
Yeah, I mean, you know, teams go through their changes and got to mix it up a little bit, but yeah, no, it's great to have Amber here. You know, she also knows what she's talking about. She's, you know, a player of the game. She's very helpful to us, and yeah, it's great to have her here, and I hopefully she's happy to be here too.
The Sanford Center has been such a great place for your team. You're 7-1-1 here at home. Talk about the magic of this building. It's obviously brought you guys some luck and some wins.
Yeah, it's going good. You know, anytime you play at home, it's always a good time, but yeah, we love it here. You know, it's a great facility, and, you know, it's just great to be home.
Plus, it's close for your parents to come traveling here, isn't it?
Yeah, very, very close. It's nice.
With Walker being only, what, 40 miles away?
Yeah, 35? 37
miles to be exact. Talk about your classmates. Your junior class has got to be pretty close. I mean, things have turned around since your freshman year. Who are you probably the closest to?
Yeah, our junior class, we have a great class. You know, we all get along. You know, we always like to hang out. But, you know, I roomed with Mackenzie Thurston last year, and we got pretty close. So, you know, I'm probably closest with her. She's a great kid. But, yeah, all in all, our junior class is good kids to be around, and I'm happy to be teammates with them.
Wisconsin, obviously the best team in the country right now on paper, and obviously they've got a couple of Olympians as well. Bemidji State, however, you guys have played really great hockey this year and have given fits to some of those top-ranked teams, knocking off 4 nationally ranked opponents this year. What have you done to get ready for Wisconsin this weekend?
You know, like I mentioned before, you know, we just want to treat each team the same. And, you know, or you just stick to little things, work on the simple things, forecheck, backcheck, you know. We want to work hard, and hopefully we can bring that to the table this weekend.
Molly, thanks so much for your time. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Kel.
For more information about the VSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.